My name is Omololu Falobi. I'm a journalist. I'm also an HIV/AIDS advocate. I work with a group called Journalists Against AIDS in Nigeria. We're based in Lagos, which is the biggest city in Nigeria. Was sometime around, I guess, 88 or so, our first encounter with HIV and AIDS. We just knew it was a problem then. But what exactly we had to do to stop it, how we could protect ourselves, what risk it posed to us, we didn't have a clue, and we didn't bother. Well, nobody actually believed that I was AIDS then. It wasn't a big issue. Nigeria was like a graveyard then. It was all silent. It was all quiet. You could even hear the word AIDS in the media, on radio, on TV. Anytime you heard the word AIDS, it was because there was some scary, happening somewhere in Southern Africa or Uganda or the U.S., it didn't affect us. It was only for sex workers, for prostitutes, and for those who travel abroad, and messed up with the women. I think the key thing there, from my own point of view, would be when Fela died. And that was in August 1997. As you may know, Fela Nicola Pukuti was one of Nigeria's greatest musicians, immensely popular among young people. He also lived a very, very colorful life. He had 27 wives, and he didn't believe in condoms. I remember reading an interview that he granted, basically deriding what condom meant. So it was a shock that he died in August 1997. And not that he just died, but that 2 days after he died, his elder brother, who was Nigeria's Minister of Health at that point in time, called a press conference and announced that Fela died of an AIDS-related infection. It was a huge shock to everybody. Nobody believed that somebody as popular as Fela was, as renowned as Fela was, had AIDS. For a lot of Nigerians, it was face-to-face with AIDS. So his death was a turnaround for Nigeria. It was a big, landmark in the AIDS response in Nigeria. But more importantly, it was a turning point for me in that I realized that we now had a big crisis on our hands, and that as a journalist, I had a role to play. So the first things I did then was to do a huge study on HIV. I went to a place in the southwest of Nigeria where I knew a woman, a nurse, who cared for people with HIV. So I got a few friends together and we formed Journalists Against AIDS. But that was 97 to 98. And that started initially as writing about HIV and AIDS in the media, ensuring that there is visibility of the epidemic in the media. Even though a lot of journalists were informed about HIV, the trends that we saw in the reporting hadn't changed dramatically. There was a lot of use of stigmatizing language and pictures. And it didn't have voices and faces of people who are living with HIV. The media will continue to use pictures of skeletons of people, who are on their deathbeds, and that will continue to create an impression that HIV and AIDS equaled death. So we have grown through like a number of phases, like three phases. One, the phase one was, focused on putting HIV and AIDS in the news, us writing HIV and AIDS news ourselves in our media. Then phase two was something like improving the quality of reporting. But now we're into phase three, which is more of working to improve the enabling environment for HIV and AIDS in Nigeria. We realized that the media's reporting wasn't just enough, that the media also has to play greater roles, like monitoring accountability, like ensuring that government promises are kept and the commitments by Nigerian leaders are kept on HIV and AIDS, and that the environment outside the media is very friendly to positive people, so that they can speak openly to the media and they can talk without shame. I think it's been a huge climate change. It's tremendous. In the media now are much more responsive, and they are seeing this as our epidemic. So the response has been strengthened, but it's quite mixed. It is far from where it should be. My own interest in HIV is using this epidemic to turn around my country. Right now we have about 3.5 billion Nigerians who are living with HIV, and that the average national prevalence of HIV is 4.4%. In some states, it's as high as 10%. In some populations, it's as high as 20% and 25%. It's a generalized epidemic. Every single population sector is affected. Just about 60,000 Nigerians are on treatment. So that's just about 10% of people who need treatment are getting it, you know. And right now, with 3.5 million Nigerians who are living with HIV, it means we are the second highest in Africa in terms of population affected, infected with HIV, and the third highest in the world after South Africa and India. All of us have to choose to respond to the challenges of our own time. For me, the challenge facing Africa right now is HIV and AIDS.